Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Officials from the Forest Service want to remind visitors who will enjoy the 4th of July holiday on park lands that fireworks are banned on all national parks year-round. Any violation is punishable as a misdemeanor and by a fine of up to $5,000, as well as a possible 6 months in prison. The City of Arcata wants to alert motorists that paving of some city streets will begin today. Crews will pave 17th Street between Q Street and Alliance Road, and the work is scheduled to begin at 7 a.m. and continue on until 9 p.m. Tomorrow, crews will pave Janes Road from Zedner Avenue to Bay School Road, so be prepared for traffic detours and lane closures. The State Department of Parks and Recreation announced that due to severe budget cuts, park closures throughout the state will take effect. Locally, Fort Humboldt State Park will close its gates on weekends and holidays beginning July 1st. The park gates will remain open during the week to accommodate the North Coast Redwood District Office, but all park buildings will be secured and minimal services will be available to visitors. Earlier this year, the Board of Supervisors teamed up with Save the Redwoods and State Parks to keep Grizzly Creek State Park open. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors are interested in blazing trails. Here's reporter Dan Squire with more.
Following more than 3 hours of discussion and hearing dozens of public speakers, the Board of Supervisors voted to approve a letter to be sent to the North Coast Railroad Authority, urging them to form a committee to look into a proposal to create trails along unused rail lines around Humboldt Bay. Citing the physical deterioration of existing rail lines and the lack of use, trail backers and the supervisors want to explore the trail project, which could lead to bike and hiking trails between Eureka and Arcata along the 101 corridor. Supporters of reviving freight railroad service in the future argued against using the rail lines for trails, but supporters of the trails plan call for rail banking the corridor around the bay and the operation of a tourist train until such time as the railroad converts the line back into use. The supervisors are asking the NCRA to take the lead in forming a committee comprised of stakeholders with interest both in the trail plan and future rail uses.
Thanks, Dan. Eureka Police Officer Drake Goodale has been honored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving for his work in arresting suspected drunk drivers. Goodale was given the Mad Hero Award at a ceremony in Sacramento earlier this month. Mad honored Goodale because he arrested 69 of the 366 drivers suspected of driving under the influence in 2011. More KINS News, it's after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Debbie Lutke has served with the County Department of Child Support Services since 2000, and now the work she does on behalf of children in Humboldt County has been recognized nationally. Lutke has been honored as the Outstanding Individual of the Year by the National Child Support Organization. They cite the contributions Lutke has made for child support enforcement and her efforts in improving the lives of children throughout her casework. Lutke was nominated for the award by Assistant Director Lisa Dugan, who notes Lutke's versatility in times of severe budget cutbacks, her willingness to take on tasks throughout her department. Lutke will receive her award at a ceremony in August in Denver, Colorado. The Eureka Police Department will conduct a driver's license and sobriety checkpoint tomorrow night. Traffic Officer Gary Whitmer says that in the past 3 years, DUI-related traffic collisions have taken 5 lives and resulted in 41 injuries. And just this year, Eureka officers have responded to 24 DUI-related collisions that resulted in 18 injuries and 2 deaths. Statistics from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration point out that DUI checkpoints are an effective tool in removing impaired drivers from the roadway and yield considerable cost savings while also helping keep down the number of fatalities and injuries caused in DUI collisions. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.